Omaha, Nebraska, the College World Series. Good morning, Tim.
Morning, Greg, Joe.
Well, let me ask you something. It is quite the accomplishment to make the College World Series, but from where you came into the postseason, winning the SEC regular season, winning the SEC tournament, now winning in a regional and a super regional, is there a sense of relief that you got to the College World Series in some way?
Yeah, I think when you finally hear, you understand that you can kind of take a deep breath, because when you win at such a high rate, there's a level of expectancy that takes place with your team. Number one, themselves, thinking that they can continue to do special things. But you realize when you're going through that path that it's treacherous, it's tough, it's not easy at all. The regional is very difficult. The super regional was very difficult. And I think, you know, like a team like UCLA, who I'm very close with John Savage, their coach, you know, when you take on that responsibility, and it is a responsibility of being a number one or number two seed, then you find yourself in treacherous water. And it's always you're defending yourself with a bullseye on your back. So I think once you get here, then it doesn't matter. It's the championship season. There's seven other teams. Everyone's playing for the same thing. So I think at this point right here now, we kind of drop that and move forward.
I like the attitude you had, Coach, of letting your team be tourists for a few days out there, because there's a lot going on. And your team is smart enough to know that they've got a job to do on Sunday. But to let them enjoy this and sink it and let it all sink in, I think is a fantastic way to approach this College World Series.
Well, I appreciate it. I think the things that I've realized from the past, and just having been here for the eighth time as a participant and then 12 other times as kind of a committee member, I just watched how other teams have gone through it and paid close attention to how we've reacted once we've gotten this environment. And as I told the kids, I said, listen, when you get there, there's going to be an adrenaline rush. It's going to happen. It's going to happen tonight in the opening ceremonies. But I said, just take it in. I said, there's no harm in being a tourist for a day and just kind of enjoying this part. I said, now when it gets to the part of playing baseball, I said, we'll do that and we'll know how to check in. But I think the thing that I just try to do on this trip right here is just keep it organized for them so they can enjoy it. I think, you know, just meeting them in the morning, meeting them at night before we go on with our day, and just letting them know what they're up against in terms of all the responsibilities that go into this besides playing the game of baseball. But I do really want them to enjoy it.
I'm going to go back to Wednesday when you guys left Vanderbilt to go to Omaha. And you always talk about, you know, it's about the kids. It's about the boys. It's about the young men and everything. And to see all the Vanderbilt fans over there getting autographs, getting pictures with your team, I just think there was a moment there. It was really cool to see that, where everybody's come together to celebrate your team leaving to go to the College World Series, whether you win or not, to celebrate the accomplishment of you guys going there. I thought that was a really cool moment to watch all that.
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, you and your son were there. I mean, we don't take those things for granted, and we talked about that too. I mean, people don't have to come out in the middle of the day and drop what they're doing and come over for 10, 15 minutes and watch us get on a bus. I mean, that certainly makes them feel good, but they also understand that it takes effort for someone to go do that, and it's just a giving moment from a lot of other people to them. But it's appreciated. It's appreciated by the kids, certainly appreciated by me, and it just makes them feel good when you're a young man that can see that other people are helping you celebrate what you're doing. It makes for a nice experience and a nice memory for the rest of their life.
Vanderbilt baseball coach Tim Corbin. Tomorrow, 1 o'clock, Michigan, Texas Tech. 6 o'clock, Florida State, Arkansas. Sunday, 1 o'clock, Vandy and Louisville. 6:30, Mississippi State and Auburn. Do you need any help scouting Louisville? You hadn't seen them in a little while.
I know.
It's amazing how many times you've played
them. Okay, that way. We know Dan McDonald and his club pretty well. I mean, I think they probably know us as well as we know them. Tough matchup for us because they've got a left-handed pitcher that's very good, and you know, certainly we have some pretty good left-handed hitters. So it'll be a tough matchup for in a lot of ways. We played them one time, but we, you know, when you get to this part of the season, it really doesn't matter. We are familiar with them and respect their program a great deal, as I believe they respect ours. I mean, we're both two good programs that in a lot of ways have mirrored one another in terms of the success and what we've done and postseason play and getting Omaha. So, that's a good thing.
You know, there's a horse we've been beating to death for years, just how good the SEC is in baseball, but half the field SEC, obviously Mississippi State and Auburn, they play after you on Sunday. Arkansas's there as well. Four of the eight teams from the SEC.
Yeah, that's saying something. And there may have been more had we not matched up against one another. But, you know, when you got 64 teams and you've got 16 regionals, you have to do something. So at some point, if you're good enough, you're going to get through and an SEC team is going to be banging against another SEC team. But that's okay. I mean, we bang on each other for 10 straight weeks and we help prepare one another for these moments right here. So, you know, obviously on our side of the bracket, which is all that matters, we have Louisville and then the two other teams that we have just got through playing, Auburn and Mississippi State. We played Mississippi State one time and then Auburn four times. So there's some familiarity that goes along with it. Arkansas is on the other side, but it's a nice compliment to our conference.
Vanderbilt baseball coach Tim Corbin out in Omaha. They open up Sunday at 1 o'clock against Louisville, 12:45, our pregame here on National Sports Radio with Joe Fisher.
Coach Kumar Rocker was on the Jim Rome Show the other day and got a lot of play. A lot of people loved that interview with him, and I was reading some stuff about people in Omaha looking forward to seeing Kumar out there and pitching everything. I mean, you got yourself a legitimate rock star on your baseball team.
Yeah, he's one of those kids that contains himself pretty good. I mean, you know, Maggie and I were out to dinner last night after we got done going over to the MLB game. We were talking about him again, and she said, you know, in some ways when people look at Kumar, they're going to say that, you know, he's one of those kids that now he's, you know, he's wearing bright shoes and he's wearing, you know, sunglasses. But, you know, Kumar Rocker has always, you know, he's done that before. He pitched that game the other night. He's just a kid that there's a lot of sameness and consistency to what he's doing. And he's a very professional kid. He's a lot of fun to be around. He's, you know, after he got done pitching that game, he stood right next to me and was, you know, feeding me baseballs as I was fungoing them to the infielders. And he doesn't say anything. He just, you know, he moves forward very quickly, which is very difficult for a lot of young kids to do. But I would say more than anything, he's a very professional young man, and he has been. But he will be able to move on. I'm certain that people will remind him about what he did, but he is a kid that wants to continually move on and very team-oriented. He's got a very natural streak of giving of him, and that's really, when I look back at that performance, that's what it was a kid just giving his spirit to the team.
Drake Fellows, Friday night, rough Friday night, obviously gets his only loss of the season, and obviously what Kumar did, and then Hickman. But I get to the it was good to see Patrick Raby. He hadn't pitched in a couple weeks. I know he had the back issue and everything, to come in and get those a couple innings of scoreless and get the win. I thought was pretty important for you going forward.
Really important, because even with a lead, you, those games can go in any direction, as you know, Greg. And so him coming in and patching that together, and then we started him again 2.5 hours later, but because he wanted to. I didn't think it was the right thing, and I nutted Brownie, but this kid really wanted the ball, and, you know, we took him out soon after that, but he did his part, and that game was important for us in a lot of different ways, because we were able to use four pitchers that hadn't pitched, Zach King being one of them. He pitched so well, and then Tyler Brown finished it up in the ninth and got that moment that everyone dreams about, and that is celebrating going to Omaha while you're on the mound. So we're fortunate, but as you mentioned, Patrick did a nice job, and that's a good weapon to have in our back pocket.
Last Friday night, I don't think happened, right? That just didn't. I woke up the next morning and I dreamed it. Is that how you handled it? Because, you know, you've been in every kind of game, and, you know, every once in a while one of those happens. But do you wake up the next morning and just say, hey, what do you do?
Yeah, you have to. I mean, that was one of those games that, after the minute we got in the dugout, I said, okay, move on. Just move on. And they don't get extra points for winning 18-5. And we don't get less points for losing 18-5. The truth of the matter is, if we lost 3-2 in extra innings, it would have hurt more. I said, this doesn't hurt because we got absolutely blown up. So just move forward. It's not Vanderbilt. That's not us. Game just got out of hand, and we've been a part of those before. So we moved on. But you could tell the residual lasted a little bit next game, and it wasn't because of playing poorly. It's just like when you see something that could, the finalization something, you start to grip. And I think that's what made Kumar's performance as good as anything, is because he just added stability to the game by not letting the opponent score, so we had a chance to catch up offensively, and I think that's what made that performance so special.
Coach, there are eight teams there, and all the your head coaches are great and everything. For a few moments, talk about Mike Martin at Florida State, what he's done. I mean, that's a guy who is an absolute legend and got his team back to the College World Series again. And his accomplishment in his collegiate career at Florida State is unbelievable. And here's his last go-around out there. And I think it's a great thing to watch them. You know, obviously I'm rooting for you, but I think the Florida State thing is a good story too.
Yeah, I'm rooting for him too, Joe. I mean, that's a guy that I've gotten close to over the years, and there just won't be anyone else like him. There won't be anyone that will coach that long and have that type of success. The 40 win seasons in a row. It's they're the only team ahead of Vanderbilt in terms of consecutive regional appearances, and we're not going to get there anytime soon. I mean, that's a lengthy tenure as a coach and a lengthy tenure of success as a coach. But I think the great thing about Mike Martin is what you see is what you get. There's a realness about him that is very appealing, and he does not take himself serious. He has fun. He's in great shape. He's got a quick mind. He's everything. And he himself has added so much. He's modeled behaviors that I think if you look at coaches and how they act and how they are, that's how you'd want to be. So he's a special man.
You know, hey, when you're in your 40th season at Vanderbilt, we'll still be talking to you on the radio, okay?
I hope so. Yeah, I hope so. I want you guys to.
Good. Coach, what's the plan for today?
We we're going over the ballpark here very soon. We've got media obligations prior to getting on the field. We get on the field for 50 minutes. Everyone gets 50 minutes on the field. That's it. And then after that, it's more media obligations. And then we sign autographs for an hour. Then they have opening ceremonies tonight. So this is a busy day for the players, as we told them. But it's a fun day. And I think once they're on the field tonight, going through opening ceremonies, they will start to understand that this is kicking in a little bit. So this is going to be all good and a lot of fun.
Are you glad you're not playing that opening game on Saturday? Because I think it's good. I think the slot you're in is perfect.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I think so, too. We opened up in 2011 when President Bush threw out the first pitch and opened up Ameritrade. That was a little hectic because if you're in the opening ceremonies, you don't get back in bed till about 11:30 or 12. So if you play that 1 o'clock game, it's tough. But, yeah, we bounce back not until Sunday, so that's going to be good for us.